New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli joined striking members of United Auto Workers outside of a General Motors plant in Rochester on Monday, as tensions continue between workers and the company. WXXI's Noel Evans has more.
What do we want? When do we want it?
That's State Comptroller DiNapoli on the picket line with workers outside the General Motors plant on Lexington Avenue. He says he sides with the workers in their negotiations with GM.
I certainly support them in their battle, and I hope that GM, which has been an enlightened company in many ways, that they listen to their better angels and they come up with a positive resolution as soon as possible.
Last week, DiNapoli addressed a letter to General Motors CEO Mary Barra, urging a quick resolution with considerations for fair wages and U.S.-based jobs. Over the weekend, negotiations reportedly deteriorated. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus told union members that GM responded to the union's latest proposal with an offer that had already been rejected, with a few minor adjustments. UAW Local 1097 President Dan Maloney calls GM's response typical.
We're not going to be pawns in their game. We're going to do this until we get it right. So we'll stay out, as we say, one day longer, one day stronger, to get the reasonable demands of the true shareholder, the workers, met.
Of those demands, the UAW is calling for affordable health care and better job security. In Rochester, Maloney says workers are concerned that the plant will close and that jobs will be outsourced to China and Mexico.
Last year, General Motors sent us a letter stating no future product for Rochester. So the corporation doesn't care about the workers, think we're disposable, and they want to go to a country where it's, they think, okay to abuse workers. So again, corporate greed run amok. There's nothing moral or ethical about what they're doing.
The strike is now entering its fourth week. Noel Evans, WXXI News.